Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. Morning, all. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back, mate. And big week of racing coming up with the Expressway on Saturday. But firstly, last Saturday, and what'd you make of Special Reward winning the Carrington Stakes?
Yeah, he's just really turned his form around, hasn't he, guys? Simple as that. Go back a few starts ago when he was just struggling, but able to win a race and then chased hard at Canterbury and then given a nice ride by Clint Schofield there on the weekend. And the six-year-old was too good for through the cracks. They got a long way back and really found the line strongly, as did No Compromise, who kicked off his preparation in style. So it was a good race there. I think it's from now on until basically middle of April or May or something like that. We have a stakes race pretty much every weekend in Sydney. So great to have these better horses, coming back, particularly this weekend. And good job by Special Reward last Saturday.
Morning, Dave-O. Eduardo back at trials this morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning, Clarkie. Yes, Eduardo will be there this morning. So heat 12, I think, later on in the day. He won't be in the group trials early on, but we'll get to see him have a spin around at Randwick there this morning. Cap Devant, Converge. There's quite a few others there. Cascadian down, Malkovich, some really nice horses. Palele down to trial early on. Lost and Runnings there as well. So plenty of horses starting to ease their way back from spells and build up their preparations towards the autumn. So we'll see a lot of those in the first three or four trials there at Randwick this morning. And then heat number 12, we'll see Eduardo go around. Of course, he just continues to get better, it seems, every preparation. He just goes that extra half a length, and he's an eight-year-old now. But, excited to see what he can do after running third in the Everest and, of course, winning the Classic Legend after that as well.
Morning, Davo. Can you take us through Plimstock's win on the weekend?
Yeah, morning, Loz. Yes. Well, it's just trying to work out this golden slipper picture, guys, where they all fit in, I suppose, because, as I said to Timmy Clark there, after Plimstock won on debut on Saturday, it's really up for grabs this year. I think it's fair to say this filly did a good job. She's the half-sister to Trekking and won there over 1,000 metres on debut at Randwick. So all she's done is win, and that's what you can do. So we'll see how she fits. I think that the team, James Cummings, sort of suggesting that she may not head that way. She's probably on the fringe at this stage. But, I know Cool and Gather's probably the one at the top of betting at the moment after the Magic Millions win. But I'm convinced that there's got to be something coming out of the woodworks in the next few weeks, because it's a little bit probably below what we normally have at this time of the year in terms of top candidates right there putting their name up. But the Canterbury and the Wooden Stakes this weekend, I'm sure we'll see a few more step out. We'll get to see Metallicity, one of the boom ones who missed with the stone bruise a couple of weeks ago. So he'll go around this Saturday in the Canterbury.
What are you following out of the weekend?
I think there's a few to follow, Jared. Wild Calm just got way too far back, but rattled to the line. Mr. Bond was wide no cover and battled on really well. He looked on track for a good preparation over 2200 and beyond. And No Compromise was outstanding there first up in the Carrington. This horse obviously going to appreciate 2,000 metres plus in time, but bred really well fresh there over the 1,400. So there's three horses I think we can take out of the meeting.
Is there anyone that you're forgiving on Saturday, and is there anyone that you're just totally putting in the bin?
Yeah, I haven't put any in the sim bin this week, Loz, but Moradin pulled up with a slow recovery. Spellcatcher should have won. Shelby 66 was taken out of the race before the turn and also pulled up 2 out of 5 lame. Nicole Beagle pulled up lame. Charmy Baby was slow to recover as well. So a few there from the stewards report that we could be forgiving. And yeah, as Jared said, it's going to be great this weekend. The Expressway Stakes, Animo set to make his return. That's what the word is. So, we'll start to see these really good horses coming back now from this Saturday onwards.
Great stuff, Dave-O. Chat during the week.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.